If you've measured a sample twice over the same complete angular range and wish to add them together after normalizing and converting to Q, this can be done by selecting from the USANS menu, Add to Data Sets. This brings up a panel where the left side of it looks very similar to the main USANS panel. If you've already selected the data path and save path, you do not need to select that again. Simply refresh the file listing. This gives you a listing of the BT5 files, and in this case, I'd like to add empty cell data that was measured twice. The first set of data is runs 1 through 6. Simply select them, move them to sample A, and plot them. The second set is also empty cell data, measured over a similar range. It's not exactly the same range. This is moved and plotted as sample B. If I add the files together, the added set will cover the full angular range of the merged data set. Since there were no data points in set B at the highest angle ranges, these data points are simply the data points from sample A. Where the data points could be added together, and since again, these have been shifted to Q instead of offset angles, the Q values must be within 1% for them to be added together. If they are not able to be added together, the original data points are retained. And it's clear to see in the red data set that has been summed together that if the data points are added together, the resulting error bar is significantly smaller than in the original data sets. Once these data files have been added together, we want to move this sum into the normal reduction panel, as if it was loaded from the main USANS panel. If we don't like the sum, we can always clear it and start over again, but in this case, the sum is good, and we can move the sum either to the empty cell data or the sample data. In this case, it's empty cell data. I click Continue, and this appears exactly as if you plotted this from the main USANS panel. From this point, this empty cell data can be used, in this case, for all the reduction files I have.